Everybody, welcome back. We're back.
Let's do it.
A little pocket awareness.
Just a little bit.
It's episode 10, man. We made it to number 10.
Oh, thank God.
We made it. And we missed a week, but we're okay. It's okay, people. We're back. We're back and we're better than ever.
We need to just give you, just absorb everything. Absorb it.
You're going to see some new links. You see us on Spotify.
Hey.
And iTunes.
Hey. Subscribe.
Subscribe. Hit the subscribe button. That's a new word that we can say this week.
Subscribe.
Hit the subscribe button.
Episode 10. Subscribe.
Subscribe. And then you can subscribe to all the other episodes as well. They'll be uploaded all in there. You guys could go ahead and check us out and catch up. Check about what we've been listening to. See what we talked about in the draft during the summer.
Talk about what happened in that first quarter of the season.
Yeah, because how we made some pretty decent predictions,
I think. Yeah, no, I think we did a good job of projecting what was going to happen this season. There's been a little going on here that we're not the happiest about.
Yeah.
And that might have more to do with how our favorite teams are doing than with what we've actually been talking about.
Yeah.
But
we're bitter right now.
Well, yeah.
We're bitter football fans, but we're here for you people.
Yes. It's not about us anymore. I mean, it'll be a little bit about us, but it's mostly about them.
Yeah.
It's mostly about everybody listening.
Exactly. Exactly. So welcome back, everybody listening. Thank you for listening. We're going to go over another. It's been a great 5 weeks of football, I think.
I would have to completely agree with you. There's so much parity.
Yeah.
There's so much going on.
I mean, the NFC is wide open, man.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not worried. I'm upset, but I'm not worried.
You got the Panthers are 4-1.
Not worried about them.
You should be.
I'm not worried about them.
You should be.
I'm not worried about them.
I know you're not ever worried about the Panthers, but you should be because they're 4-1, and Cam's a front runner. So once he starts winning, he gets in a roll. He gets a swagger going. He's dancing and stuff.
Yeah, I won't disagree with you. He feels good.
And he's playing some pretty decent quarterback right now, Chris. He's playing better quarterback than you give him credit for.
No, I'm not giving him any of the credit. The credit's going directly to North Turner. Oh. That's where it's going.
Maybe, no, yeah, it should go to Norv Turner too, but
it should 100% go to Norv Turner.
Hey.
You look at the body of work that Cam Newton's put out there. All the credit goes to Norv Turner.
I mean, you can't take all the credit away from Cam Newton though. Cam Newton's having a career year. I mean,
No. We're not going there. There's 4 or 5 games in. We're not going there. You want to come at me halfway through the season?
He's having a career year.
You want to come at me halfway through the season? That's a different subject.
Accuracy wise, he's having a career year. Accuracy wise,
well, it's.
I'm not going
to
say he's.
So what is he? He went from the last in the league to 20th in the league.
He's completing 65% of his passes right now, Chris.
Well, when everything's a check down, I hope he completes 65% of his passes.
65% of his passes. I mean, I know we're in today's NFL, and everybody is, but. I mean, usually everybody has been for a while. He's usually in the 50s. So, got to give him credit there.
Not yet. Not from me.
But, you know, you talk about coaches giving credit. It's a great transition to our little first game that we'll talk about this week. Okay. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Andy Reid, man. He does it every year, though. So, here's another situation where it happens every year. Andy Reid comes out and has just a phenomenal start to the season. And you know what? There's no reason that the Chiefs should not be phenomenal right now. The talent that they have on the offensive side of the football is incredible. I'm pretty sure Mahomes leads the league in passes thrown to wide receivers with what was the statistic? It's the separation of the wide receivers from the defender.
Yeah.
The yards between the receiver and the defender. I'm almost positive the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes' passes are, he's leading the leagues in how wide open these receivers are.
Yeah, I bet with separation.
The separation, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Probably, man, he got
Tariq Hill.
And he got Travis Kelce and Sammy Watkins.
I know, you got Sammy Watkins as your third option, really? Yeah. And he's not even the third option, he's the fourth option because they'll go to Kareem Hunt out of the backfield.
So looking at Mahomes here, Mahomes, he was 22 of 38, so he was under 60%. He's 8.2 YPA, 313 yards. He still threw 2 picks. He didn't throw any touchdowns.
0.
So Mahomes kind of, he played all right. He had okay game.
What I want to know It's not this game. It's not going to be this game.
Yeah.
That's the one that does it for me. It's how everybody plays him after this game. This is the game that they're going to base all the tape off of.
I don't think so. I don't think you can do that.
Why not?
I think the Broncos formula would probably be a better way to beat him consistently. Because you, this is the Jags, bro.
I know. It's an elite defense. So,
exactly.
But at the same time, you don't think some of the defensive coordinators can scheme it the same way?
No.
You don't think they have the same?
They don't have the talent, man. You can't scheme like the Jags. The Jags are too simple. The Jags are like the Seahawks. We're going to play cover one, cover three, do something. And a lot of teams get – teams tried that. The Seahawks had the teams – a lot of teams, like the Jags tried that with the talent they had when they brought over Gus Bradley. Who else? You know, Dan Quinn has been – took them like 3 years to finally get that defense good. Now everybody's hurt, and now they still suck because they're doing we play cover one, cover three, beat us. It's not going to – you can't do that unless you have Richard Sherman and Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor. Or you got Jalen Ramsey.
But I don't think that's second. Listen, yes, that's a really good secondary. But I don't think that's the same. I don't think that's the same level of a secondary as the old Seahawks secondary was. I feel like the formula that they had, and you know what's wrong with it being simple? What's wrong with playing simple smash mouth football? Like I don't understand why.
For it these days, though, you gotta have the talent and the pass rush. You gotta have the talent and the pass rush. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
and they got both to be able to. And the Seahawks used to have the pass rush and the talent, rush four, play straight up man coverage. And the Jags do that, and that's why Mahomes he had some issues. And he's always gonna have some issues against a good defense like that. I mean, 22 of 38, throwing two picks, 66 rating. It's pretty ugly. He's definitely not. He dropped in rating a lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he came down. But you're right. This is one of the elite defenses in the league, and you know maybe. Maybe it's a combination. Maybe you got to figure out as you're game planning and you're scheming that you got to take from both what Denver did and what Jacksonville did and put it together.
Yeah. But like I said, he still had played a good game. Kelce.
Well, 300 yards is pretty. I mean, you can't sneeze at 300 yards passing.
Yeah, man.
He threw some gorgeous footballs. He threw some balls that were just. And you know what I saw? You know what I saw that I didn't like?
Yeah.
When he left the pocket. And it was third and long, and he put himself in some of those deep bootlegs.
Yeah,
and he's on the run, and he's still trying to make these throws. This was the game where it was, you know, you're looking at some of these throws, and you're like, man, now you're really starting to push your luck.
Yeah,
because he's making some of these throws on the run that he had so much success the last few weeks that the confidence is just way too high. And he's making some of these throws, and it's like that was not a smart decision.
He's a five pick guy.
He is definitely a five pick guy.
He is, and
that's what the problem is. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, and that's why I wouldn't give it to you
earlier. See, I love Mahomes coming out. You know,
I thought San Diego was going to get to him.
I love Mahomes coming out, and I thought that his first year that he has that Brett Favre growing pain.
Like, yes, the Cutler growing pain.
There was going to be enough. Not even. I'm not going to say Cutler. I'm going to say Brett Favre because I think he's that type of talent, and he cares. Jay Cutler does not care about football, so there's a difference.
Mahomes, smoking Jay Cutler.
Mahomes was probably one of the best closers in Major League Baseball right now.
Okay, I mean,
throwing 96 to like 17.
I can't fight you on that. I'm not going to fight you on that. The guy's got a cannon.
So we're talking about if he got up to the major leagues, he'd probably be throwing 100.
Yeah,
it's in his blood to play baseball. His dad played 11 years. That's probably the sport he was born to play. He chose to play football. He liked football better, which means that he
cares. You're right.
He likes it.
You're right.
A lot.
He wants it. And you know what? I'm glad that he had the beginning of to his career that he's had.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they got the offense around him for him to be able to be successful the way that he is. But I saw a lot of throws, Marcus.
I know.
That were just like ooh, that's the guy that I thought I saw in college.
But he's getting away with it right now.
Right now.
And I think he's going to make
enough. That's the problem. He's getting away with it right now.
But he also has the talent to make up for it, though. I think he's one of those guys. That's
but it gives you the opportunity to develop some bad habits. And I don't know the way that Andy Reid's coaching career goes, the way that the beginning of the season always starts, they start getting into a little bit of a funk at the midway point.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets into some of those throws.
Yeah, it's good.
Andy Reid doesn't turn that around. So I don't know what's going to happen here if he starts continuing to develop bad habits with some of those throws.
I think sometimes Andy Reid's got to let him be him and just get frustrated. You just got to be like, damn it, Pat.
Oh, he'll get frustrated.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He'll get frustrated. But
Andy Reid is also, when Brett Favre won his three MVPs, who was his offensive coordinator?
He wasn't there for all three of them.
He was there for two.
He wasn't there for all three of them. No. He was already in Philly.
No, he was already in Philly. He was there for all three of them.
Nuh-uh.
I'm looking this up right now, people, because we got to confirm this. All right. Jumped to the Green Bay Packers. Was hired as assistant. Okay.
Yeah, he wasn't there.
He wasn't even the coordinator.
He wasn't there, Marcus.
He's the offensive line coach. But he was the quarterback coach in 97. I mean, is that count?
Well, Favre didn't win the MVP in 97.
Yes, he did, dog. He won. Wait. Okay. 95, 96, 97.
I thought it was 94, 95, 96.
No, because he tied with Barry Sanders in 97. I remember that. 95, 96, 97.
So you're giving him the third year and no, Favre did all that
back.
Work?
No, I'm taking this back. I'm taking back the Andy Reid thing.
Don't come at me with my Packers.
Yes, I take it back. But I still think it's weird that he was the offensive line coach.
Well, that's how they all developed through that system. They all went through and they saw different positions.
He's an offensive line guy. I didn't even know that stuff. Now I'm looking at this. This is weird, super sidetrack. But, man, he was offensive line coach his whole life.
Well, that speaks to how the offensive line is playing right now in Kansas City, because we came into this year going, crazy. What the hell is going to happen with that offensive line?
That's wild. I mean, he's always had good offensive lines, too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so he's scheming up for Mahomes. Mahomes is playing well.
But we're going to – hey, you know what? I'm going to hit it with you.
What?
We'll see.
I don't know, man.
We'll see, Marcus.
I don't know if this is a we'll see with Patrick.
You know what? It's a we'll see for how they're going to start scheming against him defensively. You've got tape on him for two games in a row where he wasn't this god on the football field, throwing five touchdown passes and then six touchdown passes and no interceptions and everything that he did turned to gold. That's two games in a row. It's on tape now. It's on tape.
I think he is who he is, man. I'm not gonna say anything. I know he's gonna have some turnovers.
Oh yeah.
I'm really surprised he hasn't had any yet.
No, they're coming.
They're coming.
They're coming.
They're coming.
#WillSee.
Man, I'm really scared when they play my Raiders. They're gonna beat them like 50-3.
#WillSee, Marcus.
Oh my god, they're gonna beat them 50-3. I'm terrified.
Know. I don't know. Gruden can break down the film.
They're slow.
Gruden can break.
It doesn't
down
matter
the film.
How what film he breaks down.
We'll see.
When you got
we'll see.
Emmanuel Lemieux playing middle linebacker.
We'll see, Marcus.
Trying to stop Tariq Hill. Oh, man, I'm terrified. I don't know if I'm going to watch the game.
Well.
It's just going to be like. Oh, man. Anyways, let's talk about the other quarterback who played this game.
Do we have to?
I think we might as well.
Was he even there?
Yeah, we might as well get our worst performance of the week out.
Oh, yeah. I think, hands down, we both agree completely. I think my favorite pass was the one that he threw to the defensive lineman. Like, you're throwing a screen. You're not looking down the field. What are you doing?
Chris, the best pass, but you probably missed this, was the one where you threw it off the guy's helmet, and it got picked off.
I did miss that. No. That's not my favorite. My favorite is the one in the fourth quarter where he's trying to go down the seam. There's a linebacker underneath.
Yeah.
There's a safety over the top. And he's just staring at it the whole way. And the other safety comes screaming in. They're in the red zone, and he threw the pick in the end zone. That's my favorite pass.
See, this other pick was in the end zone, too. This is my favorite one. Because I don't know how. Okay, so his receiver was to the left, right? And for some reason, when he let go of the ball went straight. And then it hit his teammates, one of his linemen.
Oh, off his lineman's head. I did see that. I did see that.
While I was getting my hair cut, I was like, oh, my God.
I did see that.
Did that just bounce off the guy's head?
Yeah, no, that was bad. That was bad. Could you imagine how good Jacksonville would be if, even if they, in the offseason, they just got, hey, give me Eli. Just give me Eli.
I don't know about it. I don't even think, not even Eli.
I'd rather have Eli than Bortles.
Just let Eli go.
I'd rather have Eli than Bortles, especially on that team.
I say they get Ryan Tannehill.
You know who I want over both of them?
Yeah.
Give me Odell Beckham. Let him throw. You saw that ball he threw?
Yeah.
Give me Odell. Odell play QB. Shoot.
No.
Give me Odell. Let him play quarterback.
No, man. Ryan Tannehill is a good little pickup for the Jags. I think he'd do all right, the Jags. I
mean, he might be a free agent next year.
Oh, for sure. Sorry, just go ahead and put that in stone. Blake is terrible.
Fact.
But next week he's probably going to have a good game.
You think Jalen's ready to turn on him?
No.
He talks, man. He wants to talk about his quarterback.
Probably. No, because this is the first Blake Bortles performance of the season, right? I mean, I guess the Titans game, you could say that was another Blake Bortles performance because he put up like 6 points in that game.
Does he even get credit for that?
But now we got to figure out, is the Titans defense good? Right. They're good, right?
Yeah, I think we talked about it coming into the year that roster had a lot of potential to be very good, and we both thought it's not a false statement to say that Tennessee can win the division.
Yeah, for sure.
I think Tennessee's for real.
Oh yeah, especially they own the Jags for some reason. So,
I mean, I love what Vrabel's doing over there.
Yeah. So the Titans.
I love what he's doing over there, and that offensive line is nasty.
I don't know about Mariota though, man. I'm like. Mariota's scary. He's not good, man. Have you seen his stats? Why are we not talking about how bad Mariota's playing? I mean, because he had that little drive against the Eagles. He runs a little first downs. He makes some little magical plays.
I don't know. I mean, he couldn't feel his hand for like 3 games.
Come on, man.
I took a shot to the elbow, and I couldn't feel my pinky, my ring finger, and my middle finger for 45 minutes. I couldn't hold a football. He couldn't feel his hands for 3 weeks. I don't know.
So how many seasons in a row are we going to have with 12 touchdowns, 15 interceptions before we like? How many more seasons?
I'm sorry. You know, I got to do it to you again.
What?
We'll see. I'm sorry. I'm not there yet.
How many more seasons do we?
It's you're not wrong. It can happen. It's very possible.
It could just caught me off guard today.
He doesn't have his tight end.
Okay.
He's got two running backs that he can rely on behind him.
He's got Corey Davis.
I love Corey Davis. Okay. Love Corey Davis, and I love that they're finally throwing the ball his way.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what happens with that offense the rest of the year. There's a lot of talent there. The defense can hold their own. That offensive line is great.
They lost Luan this week though.
For how long?
I don't know.
That's the question.
Yeah.
For how long? I don't know. Marcus, I'm sorry. Hashtag?
We'll see. Oh, man. I can't. I just got to go back and look at this passer rating, man.
I'm not crowning them. I'm not crowning the Titans for the division either. But I can't not consider it. I can't not consider that he's going to have a decent year. I can't say that he's going to do what you're saying, 12 touchdowns, 15 picks. 15 picks? Yeah. But could he end up with 25 touchdowns?
He'd have to go on a really, really big hot streak.
We're only 5 games in, Marcus.
He's only throwing 2 touchdowns.
It's early.
he's probably on pace for 12 and 15, and that'd be two years in a row.
Okay, well, if he does it, then I'll take the hashtag. We'll see off of him. He's in a show me position. He's got 11 games. He's got to figure it out. He's got 11 games left.
I'm trying to find this rating.
You're telling me that he's only going to throw one touchdown a game for the rest of the season?
No, I'm not. Maybe, yeah. At his pace, the way he plays.
We'll see. I got to stick with it. I can't not stick with it. I know we're trying to just make it like one little segment where we talk about we'll see. But this season with the quarterback play, there's way too much we'll see going on. There's way too much of it. We can't just make it a segment.
Yeah.
It's a theme.
You're right.
It's a theme. This season.
Look at these numbers, man. So he's completed 63% of his passes, which is bad in today's NFL. Let's just be real. In today's NFL right now, 63% is not good.
So you're gonna tell me Cam Newton throwing 65%?
It's good for Cam Newton. That's what I was trying to explain.
No.
That's what I was trying to explain.
You can't tell me bad for the NFL.
It's good for Cam Newton.
Oh my God.
All right. So
yeah, he's having an MVP season, Marcus. Yeah.
Just watch out. We don't know because the MVP season for Cam is that week 8. We don't know. Get out of here.
Go talk about the stat 63%. Talk about that 63%.
All right, so he's completing 63% of his passes, okay? He has 6.6 YPA. Not good.
No, not good.
Two touchdowns, four interceptions. Sharp football stats is a thing called successful play rate. Basically, is like a successful play on a first down. It's basically like you get, 60%, second down is 40%, and then first down, third down, third, first down, right?
Getting right.
First down, successful. Right. He's 46%, which is pretty below, so he's not even playing well and getting successful plays. And his rating 72.3.
I didn't say that he's set in stone and doing a phenomenal job, but I just don't think he's throwing one touchdown a game for the rest of the season. I don't think that.
I think he is.
I think he's got a three touchdown game in him on more than one occasion coming up.
I see. Maybe he gets to 15 and 15. Maybe he's the 15. Maybe.
15, Marcus.
I don't know, man. It's just I don't get it.
People, I think he can get to 20. Him, I think man. He can get to 20 easy. I think
they,
he can get to 20
excuses
easy.
For him all.
And mine's gonna be. I just need to see what happens. Okay. I'm not there yet.
Okay. All right. Let's keep it moving. Let's go to something else. Let's talk about a new topic.
Should we stay in the AFC?
Yeah. Let's stay in the AFC.
You want to go Ravens Browns?
Ravens Browns.
The phenomenal game that was. 12-9 in overtime.
I watched a little bit. I watched the second half of that game. I don't think it was very phenomenal. But let's talk about Baker.
I didn't think it was phenomenal either. I was being incredibly sarcastic. There was a lot left on the table in that game.
So let's talk about Baker Mayfield's. Both starts. So we talk about the game against the Raiders and the game against the Ravens.
What are your first impressions
of Baker Mayfield?
My first impression is when you're talking a division game in the AFC North,
yeah,
it's going to be a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterbacks do not come out of those games and you think, oh my God, they're the best player ever.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. It's a fight. Those teams just beat the hell out of each other. So when it comes to how he played against the Ravens in his rookie season, I'm fine with how he played.
Yeah.
I'm fine with how he played. I mean, if we're going to talk about Mahomes
mm-hmm.
and throwing for 300 yards and he didn't throw a touchdown and he threw two picks and you know, his completion percentage wasn't ideal. I mean, Baker had a better game than Patrick did.
I don't know.
Strictly on numbers. Baker outperformed him.
But I did just roll out successful play rate. And Mahomes was 52 and Baker's was 38. So if we're talking about who did the most with did the most with their passes, it was Mahomes. But I would say that I'll say about Baker is he has really good pocket movement.
Agreed. Mahomes does too, though. I love how those guys, they give that quick little peek over their shoulder.
Yeah.
And their head's not flying around. They just get that little glance. That little pocket awareness.
Yeah.
That little pocket awareness. I love seeing that out of both of them. Those guys are so young, and to be able to be that aware in the situation just puts them a mile ahead of everybody else.
Exactly. And he has good pocket movement, and he can make plays, just like the play he made in overtime with the big throw.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great play by Baker. He maneuvered in the pocket, made a great throw on the run, accurate. He still is very accurate with the football. My problem with Baker that I'm going to talk about right now that, I mean, he could get better with it is that he is late with the football.
He's still getting used to the speed of the game.
He's late.
And he wasn't expected to be in this role right away. So, and that defense is fast.
So he needs more anticipation. That's what he needs to, which he didn't have in college.
No.
He didn't need it. So that's his adjustment. And I think right now, I mean, the Ravens, the Browns defense is really, really good because, I mean, Joe Flacco, he didn't play any better.
No.
Played terrible, actually, looking at his numbers. 56 passes, 298. That's awful.
Yeah, he's putting up Cam Newton numbers.
No. He's putting up Joe Flacco numbers. That's traditional Joe Flacco with the average YPA.
Well, it's traditional that the Ravens put Flacco in that type of a position. Like, they just, I don't understand how Harbaugh still has the job there as the head coach. I'm sorry. I don't think, like, you want to talk about putting a quarterback in a bad spot? The Ravens have done that to Flacco for the last 3 years.
Joe Flacco's just not good, Chris.
I'm not saying that Flacco's the best guy out there, but they're not setting him up for any type of success.
Flacco is terrible. He is. He's terrible, man. There's no way around it. Joe Flacco is not good. He's not good at all. There's really nothing good about him. I don't know what he give you something he does well.
He stays in the pocket pretty well. He's got his awareness in there.
Does he? He does.
He'll hold that ball and make sure that he's giving it the last ditch effort to find somebody before he lets it go.
Yeah, that's about it, baby.
That's all I can see right now. I don't know what you want me to do.
Joe Flacco's not good, man. He's not. He's not. They should probably just play Lamar. They probably have the same record to be if they played Lamar. They'd have the same record.
Wow. I think that if that was the case, they'd probably give him some more opportunities than one pass.
Yeah.
I don't think Lamar's far enough along.
He's a running back for them right now.
Oh yeah, you're right. He's a distraction. And I think that's also the problem is that anytime he gets on the field, nobody takes it seriously.
Yeah, well, because they know he's going to run the ball.
If he even touches it.
That's dumb anyways.
It is. They're not I'm going to get right back to it. The scheme and the game plan and that offensive mindset, they need new coaching in there too.
John Harbaugh might lose his job this year for sure.
Oh, for sure.
But I do think Baker Mayfield, that late with the football thing is a problem, man. He had chances to kill the Raiders. Like, they could have put up 60 on the Raiders.
Yeah, well, I mean, the NFL came back and said that they screwed up.
No, that's not even that.
They said it.
It's not even that because he was sometimes he was late with the football, and sometimes he just made some bad decisions with the ball. And he trusts Antonio Callaway way too much, man. He can't catch, dog.
That's a young kid who's working on his confidence. The kid's a burner. I think sometimes Hugh's telling him, you know, in certain situations, just put it out there. You gotta get the ball in his hands. We gotta get the confidence going. He's legitimately their number two right now.
Yeah,
they need him to be their number two wide receiver. So I think they're forcing the ball his way to try and improve his confidence.
They're still forcing it to Landry. Landry had 10 targets.
Landry better have 10 targets every week.
I know.
I'd love to see Njoku get more involved in the offense. I feel like, okay, then I take that back. They got him more involved in the offense. I feel like Baker really wants, if you want to talk about getting the ball to somebody,
yeah.
I saw even in the first game when he first came out, some of the looks that he was doing, these were not plays that were designed for Njoku. I think Baker just flat out made the decision that he likes and he's got a connection there and he wants to get the guy the ball.
I say by week 8, Antonio Callaway is not even playing anymore.
Really?
Because Rashad Higgins will be playing.
Well, Higgins does keep showing up. Higgins keeps
takes his spot too.
They're trying to give the kid every chance that he can get to be their guy.
And Nick Chubb be the starting running back.
Really?
That's my other prediction.
Hyde's having a good year.
Well, Chubb didn't play well. I guess it's just the Raiders. He didn't play well this week.
Hyde's having a great year.
Yeah, Hyde's playing well.
He's playing very well. And you know what? That's a great 1-2 punch. Hyde and then Chubb.
But they don't give Chubb the ball.
They don't need to. What do you need to?
I don't know. He just needs more.
You got the targets to Landry. You got the targets to Njoku. They're trying to figure out who their other receiver is going to be. And you got Hyde is just a monster in the backfield. If Chubb's going to get carries, he's got to earn them. At this point, he has to earn them.
Well, he had 3 carries, 105 yards the other day, 2 touchdowns.
Well, he better do it again. I don't know what else to say. Hyde's been doing it every single week.
All right.
He's got to earn those carries. But you want to talk about a team where speaking of the Ravens and a coach that's in trouble.
McCarthy's in big trouble.
McCarthy's in trouble, and I don't know if there's some sabotage going on Aaron Rodgers' part, but the way that he comes out and the way that he plays, where's the fire? Where's the passion? I don't see it.
Why do you think that is? You think that's because of McCarthy's not?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand any other reason why. What else it would be? The guy just got a huge contract.
Mm-hmm.
He came out and was flat in the first half. And you look at him on the sidelines, and he's pulling a Jay Cutler, holding his shoulder pads, and being by himself. There's flashes of it every once in a while, but it wasn't until the third, fourth quarter where he's having a conversation with his wide receivers, and it looks like he's into the game. But I don't think it's all on McCarthy. I think there's some responsibility here that needs to be shouldered by Aaron Rodgers. I feel like he's holding the ball too long, and he knows he can get away with it because his offensive line is good.
Yeah.
But those two turnovers, those strip sacks, where was he? What is he doing? I don't understand that.
He's just trying to make a play, man.
You're looking at he
feels like he's the man, and he has to make a play.
I'm seeing it, because if you watch the plays, McCarthy's calling these quick passes, and he's got receivers breaking open at the beginning of the play, and he looks it off. He's looking for those big plays. He's looking to be the man, and he's got these young guys in there right now. At least last week,
yeah.
That they're not in the right place. They're ending up in the same place as another wide receiver. The spacing's not good because these guys are thinking too hard. They're not playing. They're thinking the whole way.
Okay.
I don't know. I think you got to get in a rhythm. You got to get the ball out of your hands. You got to take what the play is at the beginning. Let the receivers make the moves. Let them create the opportunities. Get into a rhythm. Get going. Where was the tempo? Rodgers can put them into tempo. He doesn't need to wait for McCarthy to do that. I feel like there's a little bit of sabotage there. They should have won that game. There's no reason that they should have lost this game.
So I'm looking at this game by halves. I'm going to look at this game by halves because the second half was super deflated. They're coming back. They're already down 24-0. I mean, Aaron Rodgers could come back 24-0, but like the numbers are a little different, right? So looking at this first half, I mean, I'm still trying to figure. So explain this game to me, because
you okay? I'll explain.
I'm looking at Stafford right now, and this says in the first half he had a 29% successful play rate.
Here's what happened.
24-0.
Here's what happened. The defense comes in 3-and-out.
Okay.
First drive. The punt, and then you got the referees making the decision, where a ball that goes off of the Lions, they called it off of the Packers. So the Lions get the ball at the 1 yard line.
Oh, wow.
And it's a gimme touchdown because you got LeGarrette Blount back there, and he all he does to do is fall down and he gains 3 yards.
Okay.
So 7-0 right away. And it's just a punch to the gut to start the game off.
Okay.
The offense moves and we stall out, and Crosby misses a field goal. So you've already given up 7 points that you should never have given up, and you move downfield and you get punched in the gut again because your kicker misses a 40-yarder.
Okay.
So it just started off ugly, and it stayed that way for the rest of the first half. I think Crosby missed 3 in the first half. He missed 3 field goals in the first half.
5 total, right?
He missed 4 field goals and an extra point.
What was wrong with him? Did he get drunk the night before?
That is the epitome of the kicking position. These guys are the biggest nutcases in all of sports. There's nobody that's a bigger head case than an NFL kicker. You miss one, and then everything falls apart. Everything falls apart.
You miss 2?
Oh, then that's the end of the world. But you know what? I'm with McCarthy on this. You missed 1. Got it. You missed 2. It's a bad game. You're not going to miss 3. You're not going to miss 4. And you missed next. He missed 5 kicks. That's a statistical anomaly. It doesn't happen. You know the last time somebody missed 3 field goals in a game? 2010. 3. You missed 3 field goals in a game. 2010. 8 years ago.
Do you think he ever bounces back from that? What do you think?
This happened to him 2 years ago.
Okay.
And the Packers rode with him. And last season, he was one of the best kickers in the league.
Yeah.
He has a career field goal percentage that's way up there.
Yeah.
If he misses 1 kick next week, He's gone.
He's gone.
He's gone. An extra point. He misses an extra point. He's gone.
Yeah.
He's missed, I think, 3 extra points this season. He blew it against the Vikings with a 52-yarder. He's got the leg to kick from 60. He missed a 52-yarder before overtime, mm-hmm. and that was after all of the stupid Clay Matthews crap and that comeback that the Vikings had that they had no business making a comeback for.
Yeah.
The Packers were still in the position to win that game, and he missed a 52-yarder. So it's been in his head ever since that 52-yarder. He missed one, I think, against Washington. Crosby, he misses one more. He's done. He's done. But you.
This is definitely not a stats game.
This is.
These stats make
no. They're awful. And you know what kills me? You know what absolutely kills me? You know what kills me? 32 for 52, 442 yards and 3 touchdown passes. That's Aaron Rodgers' stat line. If he throws the ball away,
this game made me really
if he throws the ball away,
I lost in fantasy because of this game.
If he throws the ball away on 2 occasions instead of taking those strip sacks, the game is completely different. And that's with Crosby missing those field goals. If he makes the damn kicks, the Packers win.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's with the gift touchdown to start the beginning of the game.
I mean, because Stafford played terrible.
Awful. Well, okay. No, you know what? I'm going to take that back.
What?
He didn't play that bad.
Okay.
He was given the world, like on a silver platter for some of the field position that they had.
Yeah.
And they converted when they needed to convert. I mean, when you're inside the red zone as often as they were,
that's true.
They did as well as you can ask for in the position that they were put in. But the fact that they were given the game and the Packers were still in it in the third quarter is it just speaks to, I think, how potent the Packers are. Because defensively, this wasn't a bad game. They just got they got put in poor positions the entire game. The defense had to overcome that entire game. I don't know what's happening. I have not seen a team execute that poorly as consistently as they had this season. Like I strongly believe that as a coach, all you can do is game plan, call the right play, mm-hmm. put the player in the position that they need to be successful, and then when they don't execute, it's on the player. But at a certain point, it's not on the player anymore. It's on the coaching staff for allowing the errors to continue to happen. And I thought we were going to get a change here with the new defensive coordinator. And when Bryce missed that play in Washington and they left him in the game, I feel like we're seeing a lot of the same thing. So,
okay.
I don't know. Here's what I have to say about the Packers. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. All right, let's keep it moving. Next up, we got Deshaun Watson, and I'm tired of talking about this guy, Dak Prescott.
Well, no, Marcus, I want you to talk about this guy.
I'm tired of watching him.
You know why I want you to talk about this guy?
Why?
Because I've been telling you for the last 2 years. Now I want you to say it. You do it for me. What I told you for the last 2 seasons.
He's just not good, I don't think.
Thank you.
He's just not good.
Thank you. I've been waiting for you to say that.
He looks like a 4th-round pick right now.
Yeah. You think he looks like a 4th-round pick?
Yeah.
I don't even think he looks like a 4th-round pick.
See, the thing is with me and Dak, I really think if Dak was like a... Because, you know, I talk about all or nothing all the time, man. That feel I got from an all or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like that he's not that type of quarterback, that like the type of guy, like that grinder, the... You know, go in and study film and be the first one in there, the last one to leave. You know, that type of type of quarterback that kind of the, you know, Peyton Manning probably put out there. But most quarterbacks are like that anyways, right? The, you know, the grinders, you know, watch tape. That's how you are these days. You got to be prepared. I don't think he's prepared, man. I don't think he has the feel. I'll tell you why.
You know why? Because Jerry Jones gave him this team on a silver platter.
Yeah, Jerry Jones is not going to go away from either.
No.
He keeps saying he's the quarterback of the future.
Yep.
Keeps saying it every week.
When he came in,
he barely throws 200 yards in the new day NFL when everybody's throwing 400 and he's still over there throwing 196.
Yep.
He's backing him.
But he came in under Tony, and he was being set up for success. And Tony was going to be the guy to show him how to do it the right way.
Yeah.
And then Tony retired. And then all they had to do was turn. All Dak had to do was turn around and give the ball to Zeke and stand there in the pocket because that offensive line was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And you got one of the best tight ends in the NFL, and you got a wide receiver in Dez Bryant who's an elite guy, and they're taking all the attention, and all you got to do is sit there and wait for Cole Beasley to come across the middle of the field and just hit him with a little 5-yard pass because Zeke busted his butt to get 6 yards on first and second down. The guy had the world handed to him on a silver platter. Everything was easy. Now it's not easy anymore.
Well, now it's not easy because his wide receivers are pretty garbage. I'll say that about Dak. I'll give you that, Dak.
I will too.
But
you got to do something
game,
about
his
that.
Past game, he was just missing them, man. He was just making them make tough catches. And these guys are not. They can't make tough catches for you, Dak. You can't. Yeah, Dez is gone. Dez can reach and make that ball. And I know he had the yips for a little bit with the drops too this past year, but usually he's more consistent with it. You ain't got that. I mean, you can't expect Tavon Austin to reach out and catch a pass.
Did you see that ball he threw on the sideline?
Yeah.
And he's that, like, he hung out Tavon to dry. He went up to try and go get that ball, and he...
It's Tavon Austin, man. You can't expect.
No, but that's what it is. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
You can't expect Tavon Austin to bail you out.
No. No. You got to. And it'll go back to that read that you were talking about where it's cover two.
Yeah.
And it's really cover two. You know the play. You know what your play is. You know what your options are. Yeah. You've got two chances to throw a touchdown, and you don't throw either of those balls.
Yeah, exactly. And he keeps doing that, man. It's
because that's what it is. He's not looking at the film. When you got a wide receiver like that, mm-hmm. and you can't throw the ball up to a guy like Tavon Austin, that means that you have to do it in the film room, and you've got to set those guys up for success.
Yeah, 100%.
And you're right. He's not doing it.
I'll tell you, All or Nothing was very telling for me with Dak and that whole fade thing with Dez. That was very telling.
Well,
That's kind of how I feel about Dak. But let's talk about the other quarterback in this game who had me a little worried about my preseason prediction, mm-hmm. but he's coming around.
Nobody's talking about him, though.
He's coming around.
Nobody's talking about him, though.
He's coming around. Deshaun, he's showing that. I really like Deshaun, dude. I really do.
I need to see more, Marcus. I need to see more.
I think I've seen enough.
I'm not letting you go there.
I've seen a guy who has an awesome wide receiver and is not scared to get it to him. It doesn't care. He knows. He knows that I can throw the ball. If nobody's open,
just throw it up.
Look for DeAndre.
Yeah.
See, a lot of quarterbacks do have that mindset, and I know like Ben does and stuff like that. Nobody's open. Just look for Antonio, right? And he's got that down. Like if he's scrambling, there's only one person he's really looking for, to be honest.
Well, who else is? Well, okay, all right. You know, I'm sorry. So, who else is going to throw the ball to?
It's a good point. I mean, he could throw it to
Will
Fuller,
do?
Right?
Fuller, yeah, no, Fuller. Everybody is high on Fuller's potential.
Yeah,
I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good threat.
He's got to do more than just be out there waiting for the ball to come to him 70 yards down the field. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
He needs to do more. He doesn't have a tight end option. Mm-hmm. It is DeAndre. And he is worth every penny of that contract.
Oh yeah.
He's worth every penny of that contract.
Watkins is good. And Watson knows it. And Watson has a great feel in the pocket, man. And he doesn't really he's probably gonna get hurt this year. So
how does that make him the guy if he's gonna get hurt? How does that make him somebody that you're like, I've seen enough and that's good enough? If he's gonna go out there and he's gonna get himself hurt.
13 games a year, right? Get you good backup.
You know what? I didn't think that I was going to say this. I never thought that I would say this.
Yeah.
Him giving you 13 games is not going to beat Tennessee and Jacksonville.
Sometimes it will. Maybe not this year. But.
Well, and maybe not this year. Guess what's happening next year?
No way.
Guess what's happening next year?
There's no way.
Luck's completely back next year.
Because he was talking about. Yeah, that's true.
And I'm sorry, the way that he threw the ball to Ebron. You want to talk about a connection? You want to talk about a team that loves tight ends?
Yeah.
The Colts love to throw the ball tight ends.
Yeah.
Even more than the Patriots do.
What does that say about? Come on, Stafford, man. You had Ebron. He's over here.
Don't get me started.
Anyway, sidetrack.
don't get me started. I could go all day about a guy that can't win against teams that are 500 or better.
But Watson's going to get hurt because he's hurt this week. He's having chest issues already.
I need to see.
He's going
to
get hurt.
I need to see more.
But he's going to give you a great 13 games, Chris.
He might not even get you 13 if he's going to keep this up.
They need to get a good backup, maybe get a veteran, like pay somebody, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. They got to find some kind of guy. I don't know. They need a good backup who could come in and, you know, just get maybe two out of one, you know, just come and
they'll get
or if he plays 14, you think, just go 1-1.
You think they get Fitzmagic out of Tampa at this point?
I don't know, man. That's the type of guy they need. There's somebody who could just go 1-1.
Some Fitzmagic?
Yeah. Just go 1-1. Okay. You know, you could get the ball to Hopkins a lot, you know.
Uh-huh.
Go 1-1, and then Watson comes back. Because, dog, there's the hits he was taking, and he thinks he's Cam Newton for some reason.
No, he's going to end up just like RG3.
Not even RG3. He's not going to be RG3.
If he keeps getting hurt like this, he will.
I don't think he's going to be RG3.
Yeah, well.
I think he's got a little bit more build, a little more
you know power. Else has got to tie to some RG3 here? This will be a nice little transition piece.
Who's that?
My favorite reason why the NFC North is still the Packers. Kirk Cousins.
So how are you going to hate on Cousins this week, Chris? We got to... Because Cousins is playing well. I'm not gonna let you do this.
He did have a good stat line. I'll give you that.
He's playing well, Chris. Don't give him say he had a good stat line. He's playing well. Kirk Cousins is playing well. He is.
Not ready.
He's playing well, man. He's a good quarterback right now. He is, dude.
I think it had more to do with the fact that I think the Eagles were way overconfident coming into that game. I think this was a very similar situation to how the Vikings acted when they were playing against the Bills at home. And I think that's what the Eagles did coming into to the game this week.
Okay.
I think they didn't, because they've seen Kirk Cousins in Washington for years. Okay, years, not years. They knew Kirk Cousins from his time in Washington. And I think that defense came in going, we got this. I'm not worried about it. I think it was the same situation about the Vikings defense when they faced the Bills at home. I think that they laid an egg because they thought for sure that they had this game in the bag. And then the Vikings, who've had a rough two weeks, they came in and they punched them in the mouth.
Yeah, I agree, man. I think people thought the Vikings defense was just going to be a pushover now that they've been getting, you know, they played two tough quarterbacks, and then but they had the Josh Allen debacle. But that was mm-hmm. more about Kirk Cousins fumbling a lot and getting in trouble that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought Cousins was good. He did what he needed to do.
He managed the game. They went up 17-3 at halftime, and they spent the entire second half just managing the game. And it almost cost them.
To me, he played well, man.
I think he got away with.
He has a great connection with Thielen and Diggs. Thielen and Diggs, he has a great connection.
No, I'm putting that on the play calling. I'm not giving that to Cousins.
Oh, come on, man.
No, that's on the play calling for me.
Cousins has made some excellent throws under pressure, bro. Like getting Kit. He's done it all year. Cousins has been good all year, dude. He's having a Pro Bowl.
He's going to be the reason why they don't have the success that they want. I'm telling you now.
I agree with that.
I'm telling you right now.
I agree with that because he's going to fumble.
It's going to come down to him, and he's going to blow it.
But the NFC's wide open. What are they?
He tried to – listen, the way that fourth quarter played out.
They're 2-2-1, right?
Yeah, they have the same record as the Packers.
Okay, so they're 2-2-1.
The Eagles are 2-3. The whole NFC East is freaking 2-3. What are you going to do? You're going to have three teams
that make this be a
that make the playoffs out of the South right now. That's where the three. It's the two wild cards in the division out of the South. So you got to fight for the division in the East and the North and the West.
That last wild card is going to be like 9-7 though. 9-7 teams.
Yeah, it'll be somebody from the North and it'll be somebody from the South fighting it out
though.
It always happens.
Somebody's going to get hot.
You're right. It always happens. I don't think it's the Vikings.
It could be them.
I don't think it will be.
It could be the Eagles.
It could definitely be the Eagles.
Because who knows how they're going to play against the NFC East. They haven't played the NFC East yet.
Did you see the running? Did you see the rushing attempts for the Vikings?
How many rushing attempts you got?
So you got 37 passes, and you've got 23 rushing attempts.
And you're up the whole game.
Do you know? Murray got 11. They had their third string running back get 4, and I think their fullback got 1. Cousins ran it 5 times, and Diggs, they did what? Like a reverse or something, or Cousins threw it backwards? I don't even think you count those as
they're not a running, they can't run the ball, and they got a smart coordinator who knows that.
If you're going to put the game in Kirk Cousins' hands, you're going to be in trouble. And it almost got them in the fourth quarter. It almost got them in the fourth quarter.
But he didn't throw any picks or anything. He didn't throw any bad passes.
So he didn't have his detrimental moment.
That's not coming to the – I'm telling you, I'm still going with my prediction for the Vikings-Eagles NFC Championship game. I'm still sticking with that.
Mm-mm.
I'm sticking with it. I have not been told otherwise.
Yeah, well, we got a lot. We just started that second quarter of the season.
Exactly, and I still got time. One of these teams to take off, and I'm still sticking with my NFC Championship game, and I'm still sticking with my prediction of Cousins fumbling.
Oh, it's
or
Cousins
throwing gonna, a pick in the he,
he's not
pick
even,
six.
He's not even going to get that far. Zone. He's not even going to get that far. He'll blow it earlier than that.
Yeah, exactly. Like right before halftime, he'll throw a pick six.
No. Saying like they're either fighting for the wild card and he blows it, or they're in the first round of the playoffs and he blows it.
I'm telling you, though, if they'll make a wild card, both these teams could be wild card teams. The Eagles too, because Wentz played well.
Oh, Wentz's numbers were great.
Wentz played well.
Yes, he did.
I watched some of that game. He played well, man. He's under pressure all game.
Yes.
Under pressure all game. That line is playing terrible.
Yeah.
But he's still playing really well. He looks the same to me. People try to say, oh, he's kind of whatever because they're losing. But, yeah, he'll be fine. They're still going to dominate those other crappy NFC East teams. I mean, except the Redskins. I don't think the Redskins are crappy. I feel like the Redskins kind of are just – which we're going to get into next. Go ahead.
No. I think – you know what? I think this week we – I okay, yeah. Yeah, we'll go there.
We're going with DeBreeze?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
I knew we were going Breeze. I didn't know if we were going to spend any time on Alex Smith there.
No, we're not going to do Alex Smith. We're not going to do Alex Smith.
All right.
I mean, Chris, they can still win the NFC East, man. It's not a crazy prediction I made.
You're right. Because of how poorly the other teams are playing, yeah, they're still.
We'll see how they play each other because they haven't played each other at all yet.
Yeah. No. There's a lot of division football to be
exactly.
played.
Exactly. So we got some division football.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know it's not the Cowboys.
I mean, Alex Smith, he needs to learn how to throw to a wide receiver.
I can tell you right now, it's not the Cowboys.
Oh, I told you that 2 years ago.
It's not the Cowboys right now. I thought the Cowboys defense would be a lot better, but it's kind of disappointing. All right, so let's go to Drew Brees and talk about best performance of the week. He gave it to Drew Brees. He broke the touchdown record.
He broke the yards record. He almost got to 500. He almost got to 500 touchdowns.
He's going to break the touchdown record.
Oh, yeah, next week. He's got it.
No.
The touchdown record. You know what I really liked?
Yeah, the Peyton Manning.
Oh, my God, that was awesome. That was awesome. Peyton Manning's still great. Yeah. Peyton Manning's phenomenal. I saw a meme, too. I was like, it was a meme about, it was top half was Peyton Manning, and it said, you know what, congratulations, Drew, phenomenal job. The bottom hat was Brett Favre, and it was Favre saying, I'm announcing my unretirement, and I'm coming back to play. That was a great meme. I loved that one. But I love the video that Peyton put out there. You know, I just want to cut my tomatoes, man. Let me cut my tomatoes in peace. Exactly. Stop breaking my records.
Exactly, Doug.
Drew, wow. Wow.
So let's talk about that play, Chris. Can we talk about the play?
Well, you want to talk about Josh Norman screwed up immensely? Drew baited him so hard.
No, he didn't. Did he?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Because if you watch it, no, he baited him. He set him up. Norman was looking into the backfield the whole way, and Drew opened completely up to his right, and his body language and the way his feet were positioned and his shoulders, they said that I'm throwing the check down to my running back. And as soon as Josh bit up, you saw his left foot swing open. And he put that ball out there to the wide receiver. And it wasn't the best throw. And it was because he moved his feet late and his shoulders didn't come around to match his feet. And he got the ball out there and he made Josh bite hard and give up on his third.
I don't know, man. It's fishy to me.
Why?
It's just fishy, man.
What are you talking about?
Because there is... He could have threw to 81. 81 was just as open.
Well, no, you're right. But that was on the inside part of the seam. They had two goes. Yeah, they had one up the seam and one up the sideline. And he made the right read by throwing it to the sideline.
Well, I understand.
Because if he would have made that same play and try to throw it up the seam, the other safety came over the top and would have made that catch.
I don't know, Chris.
Would have knocked that ball down.
I don't know, man.
I'm telling you, Drew, that was a phenomenal throw.
Yeah, I mean, he had a great game, too.
Yes, he did.
Kamara wasn't that involved, which is weird.
I think they were trying to get Ingram involved, trying to get him back into the offense. And they're still, now that he's back, they're trying to figure out the balance there.
Yeah, so, Breeze was excellent. I mean, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
And he did it the right way, too.
Yeah.
That shoulder injury, everybody thought he was done. He comes to New Orleans. Like, you want to talk about somebody doing something for his city. New Orleans took the chance on him, and Drew just dove right in, and he is New Orleans. He's done everything the right way. Yeah. Even in that moment, and he comes over to his kids, and he gets on a knee in front of his boys, and he tells his boys, anything is possible as long as you're willing to put the work into it. Yeah. How was that in your state of mind? How are you coming to the sideline like, I gotta be a dad for my kids right now, in that moment? The guy's just got his head on right.
Yeah, he's got his head on right, man. He does.
Just phenomenal.
So, is he in your top 10 yet, Chris?
Yes.
He's in your top 10 now.
Yes. I had the time to sit back and think about it. You put me on the spot, and I didn't have a chance to think about it before. He's top 10. Of course he is.
Yeah. He's top 10. It's a big question because he hasn't won MVP yet. So, that's why I hope he wins MVP this year. I really do. I think he deserves it.
He hasn't won MVP yet?
No. His two best seasons were Peyton Manning had his awesome season, and his other best season was when Aaron Rodgers had the 45 touchdowns, six interceptions.
Yeah.
It didn't, wow. Only played halves.
Yeah.
That was that year. So, but Breeze, that was the year Breeze broke the passing yards record was 2011. And they were
single
13-3.
Season. Yeah.
And, you know, that was a really good team, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, he never won MVP. I hope he gets it this year. But I mean, it's just hard to rank him all the time. It's hard to rank quarterbacks all the time.
I'm sorry. If you got the all time passing yards record and you're going to be a part of the 500 touchdown club, you're top 10.
Yeah.
You're in.
But the way the people weigh quarterbacks,
it's because of Super Bowls and
wins,
MVPs,
right?
And wins are a part of it too.
Because it's wins.
It's like starting pitching, man. They put an emphasis on wins.
Yeah.
They put an emphasis on wins.
And that's how it's really been for a quarterback forever. Like, numbers really never mattered for a quarterback.
Right now, we're right there in a quarterback era.
Yeah.
Where we're about to see passing yards not matter anymore. The way that the NFL's changing.
Yeah.
But Drew did it through a time period where it wasn't always about the passer.
Yeah.
So I think the guys in that level right now, 70,000 yards passing,
mm-hmm.
you have to put them in the top 10.
Yeah. I don't,
because the guys that are at 70,000 yards passing are at 500 touchdowns.
It's true.
So those guys are in, done, top 10.
Because the joke is everybody's making is that Matthew Stafford's going to break his record. Which I don't think Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, I know he won't. He won't play that long. He won't. He won't last that long.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like he's got to play 20 years to break those records.
He's not going to. I mean, everything that Stafford's done is because the Lions have been down 30 points going into the fourth quarter, and all they can do is throw to try and get their butts back in the game.
See, that's the Reddit joke right now. Matthew Stafford's going to break that record. No, he's not.
Nope.
I don't know if anybody's really going to break it.
I mean,
besides Brady, maybe.
Brady's has the chance to do it, and if Aaron can stay healthy, Aaron can be possibly doing it. But other than those two, I don't think anybody else comes close.
Let's get it right now. Matthew Stafford has 36,134 yards career.
Rodgers is over 40.
So he would have to. He has to throw 3,600 more yards. That's not happening.
No. No. No.
Matthew Stafford is not going to. That's basically what he's what year is he? He's year 10. Uh-huh. So he has to have 8 more 4,000 yard seasons.
Is Rodgers 10 also?
No, Rodgers is 12.
12?
13, right?
Yeah, I think he's 12.
No, he's 14. This is year 14.
What?
Yeah.
No, stop.
Yeah, it's year 14, dude.
Is it really?
Yeah, because he played 2000. He drafted 2005. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, actual playing season, though, is 12 then.
No, he's played 13 seasons, but this is year 14.
You can't count the other year. I count 12 years. Whatever.
What year are we not missing?
He didn't see.
Oh, you counting the years he didn't start?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's still year 14. I don't care. His body. He's still old. Okay.
He didn't get hit.
It doesn't matter. He's still.
It matters. Not taking a beating right away matters.
So he's at 40,000. So he's not going to get it.
He'll get there. If he stays healthy, he gets there. If he stays healthy, he gets there.
He has to spell 6 more seasons of an average of 4,000 yards.
You're going to tell me that he can't do that?
I don't think he makes it 6 seasons. He can't do it. And who know? And is Drew Brees going to retire? Because Drew Brees might end this year with 75, right?
You're right. Okay, so he might get to 80. All right, well, so there's a chance.
Drew Brees could get
there's
to
a
80.
Chance that Drew Brees could get 80. There's a chance that Rodgers could get to whatever Drew finishes at. Yeah. But Rodgers will get to 70. 70 is in the books. Rodgers will be one of the 70,000-yard passers with 500 touchdown passes. He will be. He'll be in that category.
Eli Manning has 53,000 career yards. I think that's
Eli Manning's got this season, and then he's done.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah.
He's done.
He's not going
to He's done. Can we get back to Drew? Can we end this on a high note?
So I think Drew is definitely a top 10 quarterback all time.
Agreed.
For sure. It's just when you get to the quarterback stuff, it's like people bring up like Elway. And all Elway did was win. So it's like he really didn't do anything spectacular. He didn't break any records. He didn't set any records.
He just won. Like, that's awful. He just won.
It's not awful, Chris, but it's kind of like we're basically basing it. He won, and he's the most talented quarterback ever. That's basically John Elway. That's basically why John Elway is people have him as the greatest top 5 quarterback. It's because he went to Super Bowls, and he's the most talented quarterback to ever step on the field.
I mean, he was definitely talented, and he won Super Bowls.
He's the most talented quarterback ever. He was fast. He had a
you want to talk?
So cannon.
Okay, so if we're gonna talk, no, we can't do this. No, no, I'm not. We're not getting there. We're not going there. Let's get back to Drew.
Because you're gonna say Aaron Rodgers is more talented.
I'm not just gonna say Rodgers. I'm gonna throw Marino into it. I'm gonna throw a few other names. We don't have time for this. We do not have time for this. We don't have time for this. Drew is top 10. Drew doesn't – he does a little here and there. I love the shake and bake that he did, what was it, 2 weeks ago when he ran himself in the end zone. Drew still got it.
Okay. Yeah, we are going an hour because we could go another 20
minutes. We don't need to go down that road.
Summer conversation. We'll save this for the summer.
Yes, yes. Well, off season. We need the off season for that.
Okay. All right, people. So – We got another week. Maybe we could do this again on Friday, Chris. Maybe. We won't get your hopes up, people. No. We might surprise you with episode Saturday, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Check us out. Episode 10. Make sure you subscribe on Spotify, iTunes. We'll be up this week.
Hit him with a Twitter.
At the Mark John NFL.
NFL, man. He's got the NFL at the end of his name. You got to read some of his stuff.
Yes.
You got to read some of his stuff.
Cowboys Wire. I'm tired of watching Dak Prescott. I'm tired of writing about his analytics.
Could you at least just say that, you know, Chris Kafarakis at King Manelos told me 2 years ago that Dak Prescott was horrible. And I just didn't listen. And now here I am just repeating what he said.
It's not my fault. It's not as serious about his quarterback position. All right. All right, people. We're out. See you later.